First of all, what about this boat rescue this afternoon? Four friends from the Gold Coast on a fishing trip that they will never forget. Happened about 1:30 this afternoon, the Gold Coast Seaway. There was a distress call. Four people aboard a power boat. It was sinking about 18 nautical miles off the Gold Coast Seaway. Water police, Polair, the Westpac Lifesaver Rescue Chopper immediately deployed. On the line now, I've got one of those water police officers, Senior Constable Mick Baniyari. Mick, good afternoon, an eventful afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Yeah, it was a good eventful afternoon with a very successful outcome.
Which is a good sign of things. Now tell me, what exactly happened?
At about 1:45 this afternoon, the Gold Coast Seaway Tower received by Marine Radio a distress call from the boat that they had been taking on water. It appeared that the vessel had suffered some sort of structural failure. Immediately we were notified. We deployed a police boat, the Polair and Westpac rescue helicopter out to where they were located. They were approximately about 18 nautical miles northeast of the Gold Coast Seaway, which is about 33 kilometres out.
That's a long way, Mick. How long did it take you to get to them?
The helicopter was on scene within about 20 to 30 minutes. In that time too, the vessel had sunk and the men had obviously took to the water. They did have all the required safety equipment in terms of flares, life jackets and emergency beacon. They did activate their emergency beacon, which was within minutes detected by the Rescue Coordination Centre in Canberra. Once the police helicopter was on scene, they did deploy a life raft down to onto the water for the four gentlemen to get into the life raft until the police boat arrived.
How long did they spend in the water then, Mick?
They were probably treading water for a better part of 15 to 20 minutes, but the boat did sink fairly quickly on them.
What were conditions like? How big were the waves? How big was the swell?
The conditions were quite favourable, very moderate sea conditions, which obviously played into their favour, which made the rescue a lot quicker.
Yeah,
and it made it quite easy for the police vessel to get out on scene.
Did they tell you what happened? How the boat was taking on water?
Look, they'd gone over a number of waves, and basically water just started appearing at their feet, Yeah, the boat just started sinking, so they were able to get out a distress call via the marine radio prior to going down.
Yeah, okay. And we're talking about a 7.5-metre power boat. What exactly does that sort of look like and how well, I know it's now sitting on the bottom, but how what type of vessel are we talking here? It was well-equipped and was it, I guess, a newer boat?
No, it wasn't a newer boat. It was an older boat. We're talking about a 7.5-metre recreational bow, half-cab type boat.
Uh-huh.
They did have all the required safety equipment, which was a credit to the skipper and the owner of the boat. It was just a normal boat. They'd gone out there, and unfortunately the boat has sunk and it's unrecoverable.
When you pick them up, what did they say?
Yeah, they were very grateful. They were in a fair bit of shock at the time, and understandable given the ordeal they'd just been through. They were very grateful to be back on land.
How were their conditions? Were they any injuries?
No injuries. There was some mild hypothermia, but predominantly it was just shock, which is totally understandable given the ordeal they'd just been through.
Good on you, Mick. Really appreciate your time and well done. An eventful day at work. Senior Constable Mick Baniyari is from the Gold Coast Water Police, about 33 k's offshore, 18 nautical miles, four mates out for a fishing trip they will not ever forget. But thankfully, they had all the right safety gear on board. Good on you, Mick. Well done to you and the rest of the officers.